ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణం అస్తు అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతే ఎ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తేమయి సంతు తేమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ సంవర్గ విద్య, విచ్ వాస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ డైలాగ్, ఏ టీచింగ్ బిట్వీన్ రైక్వా అండ్ జానశ్రుతి, దట్ సంవాద దట్ వాస్ టేకన్ అండ్ దట్ వాస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ ఆల్సో. And today we will go to the next topic. Now from the fourth section up to the ninth section of this chapter, we get another upasana. This is called Chatushpad Brahma Upasana, the upasana upon Brahman as endowed with four padas. Chatushpad Guna Vichishta Brahma Upasana. చతుర్థఖండః. లెట్ అస్ ఫస్ట్ రీడ్ దిస్ పోర్షన్. సత్యకామోహజా బాలః జభాలాం మాతరం ఆమంత్రయాం చక్రే బ్రహ్మచర్యం భవతి వివత్స్యామి కిం గోత్రః ను అహమస్మీతి. సా హైనమువాచ నాహమేతద్వేద తాత యద్గోత్రః త్వమసి బహ్వహం చరంతి పరిచారిణి యౌవనే త్వామలభే సాహమేతన్న వేద యద్గోత్రః త్వమసి జబాలా తు నామాహమస్మి సత్యకామో నామ త్వమసి స సత్యకామ ఏవ జాబాలో బ్రవీతా ఇతి. సహ హారిద్రుమతం గౌతమం ఏత్య ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మచర్యం భగవతి వత్స్యామి ఉపేయాం భగవంతమితి. తగుం హోవాచ కిం గోత్రో ను సోమ్యాసీతి. సహోవాచ నాహమేదద్వేద భోః యద్గోత్రోహమస్మి. అపృచ్ఛం మాతరగుం సామా ప్రత్యబ్రవీత్ బహ్వగం చరంతి పరిచారిణి యౌవనే త్వామలభే సాహమేతన్న వేద యద్గోత్రస్త్వమసి జబాలాతు నామాహమస్మి సత్యకామో నామ త్వమసీతి. సోహం సత్యకామో జాబాలోస్మి భోః ఇతి. తగుం హోవాచ నైతత్ బ్రాహ్మణో వివక్తుమర్హతి సమిదగుం సోమ్యాహర ఉపత్వా నేష్యే న సత్యాదఘా ఇతి. తముపనీయ కృషానాం అబలానాం చతుశ్శతాగాః నిరాకృత్యో వాచ ఇమా సోమ్య అనుసంవ్రజేతి. తా అభి ప్రస్థాపయన్ను వాచ న అసహస్రేణ ఆవర్తేయేతి. సహ వర్షగణం ప్రోవాస తా యదా సహస్రగం సంపేదుః ఇది చతుర్థఖండః. సో యాజ్ వాస్ టోల్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ స్టోరీస్. వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ది చతుష్పాద్ గుణ విశిష్ట బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన ఆర్ చతుష్పాద్ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఈచ్ పాదం ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఫోర్ పార్ట్స్, సో నోన్ యాజ్ చతుష్కలం. సో చతుష్పాదం అండ్ చతుష్కలం ఫర్ ఈచ్ పాదం. సో దర్ఫోర్ చతుష్కల విశిష్ట చతుష్పాద బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ సెక్షన్ 4-9. సో హీర్ ఆల్సో ది ఉపాసన ఈజ్ టాట్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ సంవాద బిట్వీన్ ఎ గురు అండ్ శిష్య. హియర్ ద శిష్య ఈజ్ సత్యకామ జాబాల అండ్ ద గురు ఈజ్ హరిద్రుమత. సో సత్యకామ జాబాల హరిద్రుమత సంవాద రూపేణ చతుష్పాద్ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గివన్ హియర్. అండ్ ఎ స్మాల్ స్టోరీ ఈస్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ అండ్ దీస్ సిక్స్ సెక్షన్స్ 4-9 It is called Satyakama Jabala Upakhyanam also. That is another name. So the purpose of the story is to give some values incidentally. We should not be lost in the story part as usual, but get the essence of the values. It is said that Satyakama was a small boy who wants to study the Vedas. And he does not have a father who was dead in very early age. Therefore, he approaches his mother, Jabala. So, son is Jabalaha, Jabala is the mother. So, Jabalayaha, Putraha, Jabalaha. So, he asks her the question, I want to go to a teacher and study the Vedas. So, what is my gotra? When I go to the teacher, he will ask me. Because, kim gotraha nu aham asmi. Because when he approaches the teacher, he has to give his lineage, the pravaram, which involves the gotra, abhivadaya and all that. And Jabala says that she does not know the gotra. Your father died very early and I was very young and I was committed to Sushrusha. So, bahu paricharini aham asam. That's what she says in the shloka. And therefore, I don't know the gotra. And therefore, you can tell the teacher that I am Jabalaha. And then Satyakama tells the teacher as is. Exactly as she told, he tells the teacher. And the teacher says, you have told me the truth. And therefore, I accept you as a noble student. And will initiate you and will teach you also. Naitad brahmano vivaktu marhati. You must belong to a great noble Brahmana family. Brahmana family means Guna Brahmana family. Remember, we have told three types of Brahmanas. Among Brahmanas also, there are Jati Brahmanas, Karma Brahmanas, and Guna Brahmanas. Jati Brahmanas are those who are born in a Brahmin family by caste. And Karma Brahmana are those who have taken into the karma, the work, the actions of a Brahmana. Like, you know, priests and all those kinds of people. And the third one is a Guna Brahmana. The Guna Brahmana only is be the highest one because he follows the values expected of a Brahmana. Guna Brahmana. So this is the essence of the story. But when we read the story, we may get certain wrong ideas also. Because the mother says, I got you when I was very young. I don't know the gotram. All those things. So many people might interpret that Jabala is an indecent woman and the son may be an illegitimate son and all that. But Shankaracharya very clearly, he looks at the story and removes all wrong ideas. So the guru, Haridruma, initiates him with Upanayana Karma. Upatva Neshye. It's all there in the shloka. Then the teacher gives Satyakama the job of taking care of the cows for grazing. And Satyakama takes a vow also. I have taken so many cows and bulls, I will not return to the ashrama, to the teacher, till the cattle multiplies to become 1,000. And thus for a long time, he was away from the Gurukula and the Acharya, and now he comes back. That is how the teaching is going to be from section 5 onwards. We will read. Panchama khandaha atahainam rishabaha abhyuvada satyakama iti. There is a number 3 after satyakama if you have the text. Bhagava iti ha pratishushrava praptaha somya sahasragum smaha prapayanam acharya kulam. Brahmanaschate padam bravaniti bravitume bhagavaniti tasmaiho vacham prachidikkala pratijitikkala dakshinadikkalod kalam udichidikkala yeshavai somya chatushkala padaha brahmana prakashavan nama saya etamevam vidwan Chatushkalam padam brahmana prakashavanityupaste prakashavan asmigul loke bhavati prakashavatoha lokan jagati ya yetamevam vidwan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha prakashavanityupaste iti panchama kandaha. when Satyakama took the cattle for grazing, he tied them in a particular place in the evening and he does his Nitya Karma, Sandhyavandana Karma, Samida Dhanam, all those things he does. Then one night, one bull appeared in front of him and said, "We are now 1,000. Therefore, you can take us back to Acharya Kula to Gurukula." So the question may be how the bull can talk and all those things. So Shankaracharya says, it is not actually the bull talking, but because of Satyakama Shraddha, Brahmacharyam, all those tapas, the devatas were highly pleased and they themselves wanted to teach him, and so they enter the cows and they will teach. This is what Shankaracharya interprets. So here it is the Vayu Devata instructing Satyakama through this particular bull. So the idea is what? When a person has got Guru Bhakti, Shraddha, Tapas, even if he does not have an Acharya in front, as the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Tenamam Upayantite. The Lord will bless him in one form or the other. Now, Vayu Devata talks through this Rishabha, this bull. That is how Shankaracharya writes his commentary. And this bull says, "We are 1,000 in number. Therefore, prapaya na acharya kulam." And says, "We are pleased with you and so will give you the Chadushpad Brahma Upasana. That knowledge we will give you. I will give you the Prathama Padaha," because there are four padas in Chadushpada. "I will give you the Prathama Padaha of Brahma, and this first quarter itself consists of four divisions known as Kalas. So Chatushkala Padaha." So four Padas, each Pada has got four Kalas. So the Pada itself is one quarter and the Pada itself is divided into four Kalas. Chatushkala Padaha. So Chatasraha Kalaha Yasesaha Chatushkala Padaha. Vayu says, that's what Vayu says, "And Brahmanascha te padam bravaniti bravitume bhagavaniti." Then Satyakama says, "I am ready to learn it from you. And what are the kalas of the first pada that are enumerated here? Prachi dikkala, pratichi dikkala, dakshina dikkala, udichi dikkala." The four quarters, prachi. Prachi dik means the eastern direction. Pratichi dik, western direction. Dakshina dik, southern direction. And udichi dik is northern direction. So these four quarters are the four kalas of Prathama Padaha. And this Chadushkala Pada is known as Prakashavan Nama. That is the name, the shining, the brilliant, very effulgent one. And this becomes one type of upasana. One should meditate upon this pada in this manner. So Chadushkada Pala Pada Upasana as Prakashavan, shining. Okay. And if this upasana is practiced, the Palashruti is said in the third mantra. It says, "Sayam Yetam Evam Vidwanam Chadushkalam Padam Brahmanaha Prakashavanityupaste Prakashavanasmigulloke Bhavati." Because he is meditating upon Prakashavan Padaha, the shining, brilliant, effulgent Pada, he also becomes shining, effulgent, brilliant person. That is the Ihaloka Palam in this life. And Marananantaram, after Maranam, Prakashavataha Lokanjayati. He goes to all brilliant lokas, Urdhva lokas, the heavens, the brighter ones, Bhuvar loka, Suvar loka, Mahar loka, Jano loka, Tapo loka, Satya loka, all of them. So Paraloka Palam is going to all these brilliant lokas. And the Adho lokas, they are called, Andantama Pravishanti. Andantama lokas are the Adho loka, darker worlds. But here he will go to all the brighter worlds because of this upasana. Now we will go to the second part of Brahma. In the Chadushpad Brahma, first quarter is over. The second part, consisting of again four kalas, that is given in the next section, Shashta Khandaha. Agnishte padam vakteti sahasho bhute gaha abiprastha payatan prayapayanchakaram ta yatra abhisayam babuhu తత్రాగ్ని ముపసమాధాయ గా ఉపరుద్య సమిధమాధాయ పంచాదగ్నేహే పాంగ్ ఉపోపవివేశ తమగ్నిరభ్యువాద సత్యకామా ఇతి భగవ ఇతిహ ప్రతి శుశ్రావ బ్రహ్మణ సోమ్య తే పాదం బ్రవాణీతి బ్రవీతు మే భగవానితి తస్మై హోవాచ పృథివీ కళా అంతరిక్షం కళా ద్యౌ కళా సముద్ర కళా ఏష వై సోమ్య చతుష్కల పాద బ్రహ్మణో అనంతవాన్ నామ సయ ఏతమేవం విద్వాన్ చతుష్కలం పాదం బ్రహ్మణ అనంతవానిత్యుపాస్తే అనంతవానస్మిగుల్లోకే భవతి అనంతవో అనంతవతోహలోకాంజయతి య ఏతమేవం విద్వాన్ చతుష్కలం పాదం బ్రహ్మణ అనంతవానిత్యుపాస్తే ఇది షష్ఠఖండ. So this is the sixth section. So in the previous section, the Pratama Pada, first quarter, was taught by which Devata? Vayu Devata. And at the end of the teaching, Vayu Devata tells Satyakama that the next Pada will be taught by Agni Devata. So Satyakama, then he rested for the day. And the next day, he again took the cows for grazing and all that thing towards the... So he is now going back because 1,000 cows have already become... So he is going towards the Acharya's Kulam. So each day he is progressing. So he rests for that day. Sunset comes. All cows were tied and all are given the, they are all given in the mantras. Every day he does all that. He does his ga uparudya. He does, you know, ties all those cows. And then he did not forget his nitya anushtana, sandhyavandana karma and all. So samidam adhaya, he did samidadhanam and all that thing, sat in front of Agni and waited for the teaching because Vayu Devata told that Agni Devata will teach today. Then Agni Devata comes and teaches the next pada. This is the essence of this section. And this pada also has got four kalas, Chatushkala Padaha, taught by Agni Devata. And what are the four kalas given in the third mantra? Prithivi Kala, Antariksham Kala, Dhyau Kala and Samudra Kala. Previously it was four quarters, now it is Prithivi, earth. Antariksham is the intermediary space. Dyauhu, the heavens, and Samudraha, the ocean. The idea is what? All Virat Upasana only. Ultimately, by the time we take all the 16 kalas, because 4 kalas per pada, 4 pada, 16 kalas total, every aspect of creation will be taken into account. And our vision will expand and understand that Brahman is not something beyond the clouds, but Sarvam, Brahmamayam Jagat, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat. We will learn to appreciate that. So, if you remember the Pangta Brahma Upasana in Sikshavalli, that was done long ago. Sikshavalli, there is this Pangta Brahma Upasana. Prithivyantariksham Dyavurdisho Vantara Dishaha Agnir Vayura Ditya Chandramanakshatrani Apavosha Dayova Naspataya Akasha Atma, which is nothing but seeing the whole world as Brahman. Here, in the form of Chatushpad Brahma Upasana, the same idea is given. So here we take Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka and Samudra, all the oceans, all of them. So these are the four kalas of the Dvitiya Pataha, the second quarter. And for the second pada, there is a name, it is called Anantavan Namaya. Previous one was Prakashavan Nama. This is called Anantavan Nama. So Anantavan is the name of this pada. So the palam for this upasana is what? The one who meditates on this dvitiya padaha, the second quarter, Anantavan Asmin Loke Bhavati. He also becomes limitless, as it were, in this janma. Anantavan Bhavati. He can become limitless through what? Through fame, through possessions, through prosperity. He will become great while he is alive. And not only that, after maranam, anantavataha lokan jayati. He goes to all such lokas where there is no limits of anything at all. So this is anantavataha lokan jayati. Now he comes to the third chatushpada kata upasana. Let us read saptama khandaha, seventh section. Hagumsaste padam vakteti sahasvo bhute gaha. Many of these mantras are repetitions only. Abhi prastha payanchakaram ta yatra abhi sayam babuvuhu tatra agnim upasamadhaya ga uparudhya samidamadhaya uparudhya samidamadhaya. All the gaus are tied and then he does the anushtanas, samidadhanam and all that. Same thing is repeated. Then pancha dagne pang upopavivesham tagum hagum sa upanipatyam abhyuvada satyakama iti bhagava itiha pratishushrava brahmana somya te padam bravaniti bravitu me bhagavaniti tasmaiho vacham agnikala suryakala chandrakala vidyutkala yesha vai somya chatushkala padaha brahmano jyotishman nama saya etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha jyotishman ityupaste jyotishman asmigl loke bhavati jyotishmatoha lokan jagati ya etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha jyotishman ityupaste iti saptama khandaha. So when the teaching of the second pada was completed by Agni, Agni Devata said that the third pada will be taught by a Hamsa. Shankaracharya writes that Hamsa is actually Surya Devata. Hanti gacchati iti Hamsaha, that which moves in the sky, Suryaha. That night the class was over. Upanishad repeats the whole teaching. He took the cows. He came, sunset came, he tied the cows, he did all the Nitya Karmas like Sandhya Vandana, Samidadhanam and all that, and then sat in front of Agni facing east. Prang Upopa Vivesha. Prang means eastern direction. So he sat facing east and Surya Devata came then. Then another cow or bull, maybe through another cow or bull. How he came, no, we should not be asking all the story part of it, through another cow or bull, and that is not mentioned here. And Surya Devata said, Satyakama. He addresses him and teaches the Turiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha, the third quarter. What are the four kalas for that? In the third mantra, Agnihi. Agnihi is fire. And then Surya Kala. Suryaha is sun. And Chandra Kala is the moon. And Vidyut is lightning. So Surya Devata gives the name for this kala also as Jyotishman, brilliant one, who is in the form of the different luminaries. That is what it is all said. Agni, Sun, Chandra, Vidyut, all these things are different luminaries. And the palam is also given. Whoever practices this Jyotishmat Pada Upasana, Jyotishman Bhavati, he will become a great luminary. He will get name, he will get fame. So they are all ihaloka palam in this janma. And maranantaram, paraloka palam is what? Jyotishmatoha lokan jagati. He will go to such lokas which are jyotishmat, all these upper lokas. This is common for all the upasanas. So with this, the third of the chatushkala padaha, that upasana is also over. Now comes the fourth and the final one in the next section, at the eighth section we will read. Ashtamakhandaha badgushte padam vakteti sahasvobhute gaha abhiprastapayancham chakaram tha yatra abhisayam babuvuhum tatra agnim upasamadhayam ga uparudhyam samidamadhayam paschadagne pang prang upopavivesham tam madguhu upanipatyam abhyuvada satyakama iti bhagava itiha pratishushrava brahmana somyate padam bravaniti bravyutime bhagavaniti tasmaiho vacham pranakala chakshukala shrotrankala manakala yesha vai somya chatushkala padaha brahmana ayatanavan nama yai saya etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha ఆయతనవానిత్యుపాస్థే ఆయతనవాన్ అస్మిగ్గుల్లోకే భవతి ఆయతనవతః లోకాంజయతి యేతమేవం విద్వాన్ చతుష్కలం పాదం బ్రహ్మణ ఆయతనవానిత్యుపాస్థే ఇది అష్టమఖండః. సో ఇన్ ది థర్డ్ సెక్షన్ ది థర్డ్ పాద వాస్ స్టార్ట్ బై సూర్యదేవత అండ్ హీ కన్క్లూడెడ్ ద టీచింగ్ బై సేయింగ్ దట్ ది ఫోర్త్ పాద విల్ బి టాట్ బై మద్గుహు. మద్గుహు ఈస్ అ ఎక్వాటిక్ బర్డ్ జలపక్షి. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ అ వన్ దట్ లివ్స్ ఇన్ ది వాటర్స్. బట్ శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ అ స్పెషల్ మీనింగ్ హియర్ బికాస్ ప్రీవియస్లీ ఆల్ దేవతాస్ టాట్. సో హియర్ ఆల్సో మద్గు రెఫర్స్ టు సమ్ దేవత అండ్ హీ కాల్స్ ఇట్ ప్రాణదేవత. శంకరాచార్య కాల్స్ దిస్ మద్గు దిస్ జలపక్షి యాజ్ ప్రాణదేవత అండ్ హీ హాస్ ద రీజన్ ఆల్సో హీ గివ్స్ సమ్ జస్టిఫికేషన్. మద్గు ఈస్ అ జలపక్షి అండ్ లేటర్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్తు వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సే దట్ ప్రాణ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ వాటర్ అన్నమయం సౌమ్య మన ఆపోమయ ప్రాణ తేజోమయ వాక్. సో ఆల్ దిస్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ లేటర్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో మైండ్ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ పృథివీ అండ్ ప్రాణ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ జలం ఆర్ వాటర్ అండ్ వాక్ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ అగ్ని. సో వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ఇన్ ది సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ ఈస్ ఆపహ ఈస్ వాటర్స్ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ప్రాణ. సో బై లా ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్ మద్గుహు మద్ రెఫర్స్ టు ప్రాణదేవత. That is Acharya's interpretation. Again, all are repeated. Next day came, you know, he took the cows for grazing and at sunset he ties them all. He does all his evening karma, samidadhanam and all that and sits in front of Agni and waiting for Pranadevata to come and Pranadevata came to teach. It might have come through also maybe in the form of the aquatic bird or a cow. We don't know. That is not said here. So Pranadevata teaches the fourth pada of Brahman, which also has got four kalas. In mantra 3, pranaha chakshuho. Chakshuho means pranaha is pranashakti. Chakshuho is the eyes. Shrotram, the ears. And manaha, the mind. So these are the four kalas. So this chaturtha pada is named as ayatanavan, the abode. Ayatanavan means the abode, the supporter, the ashrayaha. And interestingly, we see here, previously we saw the external world as expressions of Brahman. Therefore, we would have perhaps thought that Lord is everything, but would have left ourselves. We generally take, you know, Adi Daivam and Adi Bhutam only as Ishvara. Here the Upanishad says, Adhyatmam also is Ishvara. So, Jagatapi Ishvaraha. Jivaha api Ishvaraha eva. So Ishvara vetiriktam jagat nasti, Ishvaraha vetiriktaha jivaha api nasti. And that is why in Pankta Brahma Upasana also in Sikshavali we saw that ityadi bhutam atadhyatmam prano vyano panavudana samanaha chakshushrotram manovaktvake charma magum sagasna vasti majja. All those internal organs, parts. Therefore, we take every organ of ours also and say, none of them belong to me and they all belong to the Lord only. Therefore, the previous ones were Adi Daivam or Adi Bhutam and this one is Adhyatmam. Vashti also is Ishvara, the individual, and the Samashti, the total also is Ishvara. So, do not claim anything as yours. These are all the basis for the Virat Upasana of the Gita. So, Ayatanavan Nama. Why he is called Ayatanavan? Because life is supported by all these. Without mind, without prana, without sense organs, life is not possible. In fact, life is supported by Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranadeha, and Chatwari Antakaranani. Mind, intellect, chitta, ahankara, all of them. They are all the antakaranas, inner equipments. Therefore, they are all called ayatanam, abode, ashrayam ityartha. And the one who practices this upasana, ayatanavan bhavati, agnirva apam ayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati, that is said in the last mantra, asmin loke ayatanavan bhavati. He will have security in this loka, he will have a house to live in this life. And not only in this janma, later also marana anantaram, he will have no problem for ayatanam, abode or support. So with this, the fourth pada also is taught. So now he knows the chatushpad brahma. And when we have to, what we have to imagine is that Satyakama has practiced this upasana for a long time. And then only takes the cows and reaches the Gurukulam. And then what happens in the Gurukulam, that is said in the next section, we will read. Navama Khandaha. Prapaha Acharya Kulam Tamacharyobhyuvada Satyakama Iti Bhagava Itiha Pratishushrava Brahma Vidiva Vai Somya Bhasi Konutva Anushashaseti Anye Manushyebhya Itiha Pratijagne Bhagavam Stveva Me Kame Bruyat Shrutagum Heva Me Bhagavad Shebhyaham Acharyadhaiva Vidyaviditam Sadhishtam Prapatiti Tasmai Haita Deva Uvacham Atra Haina Kinchana Viyayeti Viyayeti Iti Navama Khandaham. So after a long journey and learning the Chatushpad Brahma and practicing the Upasana, Acharya Kulam Prapa Satyakama reached the Gurukulam. Then the Acharya Haridrumata called Satyakama, Satyakama Iti. Then Bhagava Iti Prati Sushrava. Then the Acharya says, Brahma Vid Iti Somya Basi. It looks as though you are a Jnani, Brahmavid. He is addressing Satyakama. You shine so brilliantly. Brahmavid is not Nirgunam Brahma. We should be careful. Here, so you are Saguna Brahmavid. It is only not Nirgunam, but all these are all Saguna Brahma Upasana. So you are Saguna Brahmavid as well as Saguna Brahma Upasakaha also. And therefore you are shining, Vasi. Shankaracharya asks, how did the Guru know that he has an Upasaka and practiced Upasana? How did Guru knew? Shankaracharya says, Mukhalingena, by looking at the face of Satyakama itself, there is Shantata, very composed, tranquil face. When one has lot of worries, the face will show that. There is no tension. Here, if there is tension, lot of lines, this, that and all, frowning face. Prasannavadanaha here, he has got a smiling face, not a frowning face. So by those lingas, by those indications, the Guru recognized that he has got the teaching from somewhere. And as ko nu anusasasa. So who taught you this vidya? Who taught you this? And after all, you took the cattle only to the forest. You took so many 400 of them and brought them back 1,000. Then Satyakama says, somebody other than a human being, manushyebhyaha anye, somebody other than a human being taught me. Therefore, they were not gurus in the technical sense of the term. I did not do any guru shushrusha and all that thing also to those people. But they just appeared and they taught all those devatas. So, these are not properly learned wisdom. Look at the humility. These are not properly learned wisdom. So without Guru Sushrusha and all those things, therefore, hey Guru, you should teach me once again. So Bhagavan, tveva me kame bruyat. I desire that you should teach me. I have only the information part. Then he makes a very beautiful statement and a very important statement, very often quoted, that is given in the third mantra. Acharya Deva Vidya Vidita Sadhishtam Prapati. Any learning will become fruitful only when it is learned from a proper acharya and with a proper attitude, especially in the spiritual field. In material sciences perhaps it may work, but in spiritual field whether Upasana or Brahmajnanam, however much one reads, the translation of the Bhashyas or the Bhashya itself, it will not work. Therefore, it is said, Acharya Daiva Vidya Vidita, that alone will bless the student. Otherwise, it will be an information only. It will not bless him. So it has to come from a teacher. And that too, what teacher? The one whom I have served, I have worshipped, I have respected. Therefore, O Acharya, please teach me. Then Haridrumata taught, what? The same thing alone. Therefore, the Upanishad does not repeat the teaching, but only says, the same Chatushkala Chatushpad Brahma, that Upasana Haridrumata taught to him. Na kinchana viyaya, without leaving anything, he taught the entire thing completely. So Haridrumata taught and Satyakama was blessed by that teaching. And the word viyaya is repeated to indicate the end of the Satyakama Upakhyanam, which started from the fourth section. And Chatushpad Brahma Upasana is also over with the ninth section. And the next section onwards, another new student and teacher, they come and another Upasana is taught. Let us read Dashama Khandaha. Upakosalohavai Kamalayanaha Satyakame Jabale Brahmacharyamu Vasa Tasyaha Dwadashavarshani Agnin Parichachara Sahasma Anyan Ante Vasinaha Samavartayan Tagumhas Maiva Samavartayati Tam Jayovacham Tapto Brahmachari Kushalam Agnin Parichachari Matu Agnaya Parip Pravochan Prabruhi Asma Yiti Tasmaiha Approchaiva Pravasan Chakre Sahavyadina Anushitum Dadre Tamacharya Jayo Vacham Brahmacharin Asha Brahmacharin Ashna Ashanam Kinnunashna Siti Saho Vacham Bhagava Ime Asmin Purushe Kamaha Nanatyaya Vyadibihim Pratipurnosmim Nasishyamiti. From the 10th section up to the 15th section is another topic popularly known as Upakoshala Vidya, because this contains the Upasanas learnt by the student whose name is Upakoshalaha. Here Vidya means Upasana. Earlier also we Samvarga Vidya also we told Upasana. Here also Vidya means Upasana. So Upakoshalena Aditaha Vidya contains a few Upasanas, and the guru of this section is none other than the Sishya of the previous section. Who was he? The first portion of this section is the story portion, that Satyakama was the Sishya of the previous section. Now he is the guru. So the first portion of this section is the story portion, and the essence of the story is what? Upakoshala, a student, he approaches the ashrama of Satyakama Jabala. Now Satyakama is a grahastha with his family. And for 12 years, Upakoshala Brahmacharyam Uvasa led a life of a brahmachari for 12 years, indicating the disciplines of a brahmachari, all rituals, japa, study of Vedas, all those things, and serving the teacher, everything. And the students are called antevasinaha. Ante vasati iti antevasin. Within the campus of the ashrama, they lived. And then what happened? After 12 years of study, the other brahmachari students, they were given permission to go out after giving some special teaching. That is, Brahmacharya Vratam was completed for them. Technically called, this is Samavartanam. This is a ritual. Samavartanam. It is like a convocation. It indicates the concluding of the learning process in the Gurukula. So that they can go to next higher ashrama. Next higher ashrama can be Grahastha Ashrama, Sannyasa Ashrama, and all that thing. And Satyakama also was expecting that he will also allowed to graduate like that, not Satyakama, this Upakoshala. He also was expecting. But the Guru did not call him at all for Samavartanam. That is said here, Antevasinaha Samavartayan Tagum Hasmaiva na Samavartayati. So the Samavartana Karma for Upakoshala was not done. And so the wife of Satyakama, she interferes because she thought it is injustice and asked the Guru, what is wrong with him? He has studied and has been serving the fires, the Agnin Parichacharit. He was serving the fires very well. Serving the Agni means the student himself does samidhanam and all. That is his own karmas. And the Guru, as a grahastha, he has got an Agni. And that Agni is called Garhapatya Agni. It is a fire which should be maintained by a grahastha immediately after wedding. So, on the day of wedding, first homa after is done, that fire is maintained. So, Grihapati Sampaddam Garhapatya. And this Agni is maintained for how long? According to scriptures, there are two conditions. One condition is, when this person takes to sannyasa, he has to give up this Agni. Or until death it should be maintained, and with that fire alone, the body has to be burnt. Then only the paraloka prapti, etc. will be unobstructed. That is why they say that a sannyasi cannot be cremated, because at the time of sannyasa, he would have already given up the Garhapati Agni. That is one reason. And another reason is, burning the body with Garhapati Agni is to purify the soul. And a sannyasi is one who has already been purified through his Jnana Agni. So, since he is Jnana Agni Samskritaha, he does not require Garhapati Agni to purify his soul again. And from this Garhapati Agni is to be maintained throughout the life. And some portion of it is taken for his daily rituals, like Agni Hotra and all that thing, Upasana and all that. So these fires are known by other names also. There is Garhapati Agni, there is a Dakshina Agni, there is a Ahavani Agni. So three Agnis are there, Garhapati Agni, Dakshina Agni and Ahavani Agni. And these are all going to come later, we are going to see all of them. So of these three Agnis, this Dakshina Agni and Ahavani Agni are temporarily kindled for the sake of rituals only. And after the ritual is performed, the Agni should be put back again in Garhapati Agni itself. It should not be thrown out. It should be mixed with the Garhapati Agni. So, in fact, these three Agnis are going to teach Upakoshala. They are going to be the gurus. Therefore, the guru's wife, that is Mrs. Satyakama Jayabala, she is indicating that the student Upakoshala has done, you know, he has maintained the guru's three fires all these years. And so he is an adhikari, a perfect student to graduate. So for that, what did Satyakama do? He did like every other husband. He did not pay any attention to her words, and he said, that is said in the second mantra, Tasmaiham Aprocheivam Prafasan Chakre. In spite of recommendation by his wife, Satyakama did not allow graduation of Upakoshala. Not only that, Pravasan Chakre, he went out without teaching also. He just left. That means what? Upakoshala would not know when Satyakama is going to come back. And so he has to wait for a long time. So that is also another, he has to wait for a very long time. So what did he do? So Nirahara Satyagraham he did. I am not going to take any food. That is what is said in the third mantra. Vyadina anashitum dadre. Vyadihi. Here vyadihi means mental pain, agani, disturbed in his mind that the teacher did not give him samavartanam. And so did not, you know, he did not feel good at all. And so he didn't take any food. And then the Guru Patni approached him and asked him why he was not eating. For which he said that his mind is disturbed and he had lot of desires. Kamaha Nanatyaya. So what desires? These are all noble desires. That is, the Upanishad does not tell what desires he had, but we have to understand they are should be all noble desires only. And the teacher also did not tell me, so Vyadibhi Pratipurna, mind is filled with pain, and therefore I won't eat, I don't feel like eating. And naturally what will happen? These three Agnis, that is the Garhapati Agni, Dakshina Agni and Ahavani Agni, who have been already served by Upakoshala all these years very well, and they are also great devatas themselves with lot of knowledge, they decide to take pity on him and teach him. So in the following portion, we get the teaching of the three Agnis to Upakoshala. And the Shankaracharya, he adds nicely, if Satyakama went away leaving Upakoshala like that, it is not because he is a sadistic teacher or anything, but says Satyakama remembered his past. And because of his Guru Bhakti, even though he did not learn directly from his Guru, he could learn from the Devatas, including Agni Devata, while in the forest. Therefore, Satyakama was sure that Upakoshala also will be blessed by the Devatas, and so he did not bother. And as was expected by him, Upakoshala got the teaching from Agni Devatas. And after coming back, Satyakama again teaches him further the Upasanas, and so it should not be misinterpreted that the teacher was a sadist teacher. Okay, and what was the teaching? That comes in the 4th and the 5th mantras that we will read now. Atahagnayas samudhire tapto brahmachari kushalam naha paryacharite hantasmai prabravameti tasmaiha uchuhum prano prane brahma kham brahma kham brahmeti sahovacha vijanam yaham sat yat prano brahma kanchatu kanchana vijanamiti teha uchur yadvavakam tadevakam yadevakam tadevakamiti prananca hasmai tadakasamca uchuhu iti dashama khandaha. So the three Agnis, the Ahavani Agni, Dakshina Agni and Garhapati Agni, they discussed among themselves. Tapto brahmachari, taptaha. Taptaha means it has two meanings. He has done lot of tapas, taptaha, for learning. And the second one is he is very disturbed, burnt. And so let us together teach him. And here begins the upasana. So one is the Hiranyagarbha upasana and the other is Ishwara upasana. These are the two upasanas taught. Hiranyagarbha upasana is the upasana on the Chaitanyam along with the Samashti Sukshma Shariram. All these things are all known to us. I am just mentioning them here. And Chaitanyam with Samashti Karana Shariram is Ishwara. Chaitanyam with Samashti Sukshma Shariram is Hiranyagarbha. And Chaitanyam with Samashti Karana Shariram is Ishwara. Maya Sahitam Chaitanyam. And there is another idiom also they use. Hiranyagarbha is called Karya Brahma. And Ishwara is called Karana Brahma. So we get what? Karya Brahma Upasana and Karana Brahma Upasana. Okay, which is Karya Brahma Upasana? In the 4th mantra, we find Prano Brahma. Here, Prana refers to the Samashti Prana, Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Prana is Hiranyagarbha. So one should remember again, Tattva Bodha. That is why I frequently mention, just to go and refurbish Tattva Bodha from those lectures. So Prana belongs to what? The Sukshma Shariram. So Samashti Prana means Samashti Sukshma Shariram, which is nothing but Hiranyagarbha, which is Karyam Brahma. Why it is called Karyam Brahma? Because Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishwaraha eva. So the Prathama Jaha, Jeshta Putraha, born out of Ishwara, is Hiranyagarbha. So Brahma Devanam Prathamaha Sambhabhuva. So Prano Brahma. And the prana that we enjoy in the Vyashti Shariram, in our individual body, the Vyashti prana is nothing but Hiranyagarbha only, the Samashti prana. So this is the upasana. The prana that we enjoy in our body is nothing but the samatthi prana, the Hiranyagarbha. That is how the meditation should be done. That is, I should see the very life in me. The prana means what? Life. So, very life in me, that must be seen as the total life. That is Hiranyagarbha. This is called Karya Brahma Upasana. Then what is Karana Brahma Upasana? That is the next portion. Kam Brahma, Kam Brahmeti. This is a very, very famous mantra. Shankaracharya will quote. Kam Brahma, Kam Brahma, Yadeva Kam, Tadeva Kam. This always he will quote. So what does it mean here? Kam means Sukham. First Ka, Alpa Pranaka is Sukham, happiness. And Kam, Mahapranaka, is Akashaha. So Kam Vayu Jyotira Paprithivi Vishvasya Dharini. So in Muntaka Upanishad also we have seen, and also this comes in Kaivalya Upanishad. Now the Chandogya Upanishad uses both the words. Why two adjectives Kam and Kam for Brahma? Shankaracharya gives the significance. Normally Kam means happiness. And happiness is understood as sensual pleasure or Vishaya Sukham. Samsparjasaha, samsparsajaha, bhogaha. And what is the nature of Vishaya Sukham? Always Vishaya Sukham is limited, parichinnam, it is finite. So, if the Upanishad says happiness is Brahman, then everybody will think that Brahman also will be happiness in the samadhi state for some time and afterwards will go away. Therefore, one may think the Upanishad should take care of that, and by adding the word kam, the akam here means akasha, second kam. What is the nature of akasha? It is aparichinnam, it is limitless. So, by adding the word kam, the Upanishad indicates that it talks about the limitless pleasure. Akashavat kam. Therefore, kam is adjective to kam, limitless. Kam means sukham. Therefore, kam means limitless sukham. That is Brahman. And again, we have to read it in the reverted value also. Suppose the word kam is not there, and kam alone is there. Then kam Brahma, limitless Brahma, then what will happen? We will understand Brahman is limitless like akasha, but what will be the problem? The akasha is jadam in nature. So we will think bhuta akasham alone is Brahma, the jada akasham. Therefore, when kam, happiness is added, happiness belongs to what? To chetana vastu, emotion. We mean that akasha does not mean bhutakasham, but chidakasham. So, kam represents chidakasham and kam represents aparichinnam sukham. So, both of them are the nature of Brahman. And that is the teaching. So, kam, Brahma. May you meditate upon Brahman as chidakasha or hridayakasha and as the limitless ananda. So this upasana is called Karana Brahma Upasana or Ishvara Upasana. Okay. Now with this teaching, things are not clear for Upakoshala. So he clarifies that in the next mantra, I understand kam and kam, but not kam Brahma, kam Brahma. How can a jada akasha be Brahma? And how can parichinna sukham be Brahma? That is his question. Then the teacher says, yadeva kam, tadeva kam. Yadeva kam, tadeva kam. So here the happiness, I am talking about the limitless one. And the akasha that I talk about is chidakasha. Happiness is the limitless happiness. And akasha is chidakasha, so happiness. And then the Upanishad concludes the section by saying, pranam cha hasmai, tad akasham cha uchuhu. Thus the three agnis, they taught him prana brahma, which is called Hiranyagarbha, and tad akasham cha. That is Ishvara, refers to Ishvara. So with this, the main upasana is over, which is Karya Brahma Upasana Samichita Karana Brahma, Samuchita Karana Brahma Upasana. Both have to be done one after the other. It is not independently done. Hereafter, each of the Agnis, they are going to independently teach the Upasana about itself. So we will get three Upasanas in the following sections. And all the three are Anga Upasanas. Anga Upasanas, Angi Upasana, that is, you know, we should be all familiar with all those terms earlier as we mentioned. They are Anga Upasanas, are not independent Upasanas, which we will see in the next section, section 11, in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.